It's a traveling show designed to capture the imagination of youngsters, helping to get them into STEM fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. Take a listen to skateboarder Eric Tumabritton of the film Lords of Dogtown talking about how he uses math.
Math is in everything. Math is exciting.
Touch and slide the wheels to position them on the board.
Math is extremely important in what I do. The length of the board and the size of the wheels would determine whether I'm able to do a trick like an ollie. So it plays an extremely huge role in skateboarding. Math is in everything. Math is exciting.
Touch and slide the wheels to position them on the board.
Math is extremely important in what I do. The length of the board and the size of the wheels would determine whether I'm able to do a trick like an ollie.
We sat down with John Patterson, who's with Raytheon, a defense contractor behind the traveling show, to understand why it sunk so much money into the exhibit designed to make math fun.
Raytheon is an aerospace and defense company, and so we succeed or fail depending on how many talented engineers we have. We have lots of talented engineers, but we need to maintain a talent pipeline. We need these engineers to come through the ranks and replace those who are retirement eligible. So we realized that not only was Raytheon struggling to recruit engineers because there are fewer of them out there, but it's really a national imperative. We've got other countries that are graduating more engineers annually than the United States. So here's the U.S. at risk of losing its technological edge, and here are companies such as Raytheon struggling to find engineers. So how do we solve that? And we decided that we would take a large percentage of our community outreach efforts and pour them into STEM education. Math Alive is a traveling exhibit that shows students how math is used every day in their lives. Whether you're surfing on Waikiki, right, there's math there. Anything they do really has math associated with it. So we're showing them the fun side of it in these interactive displays.
So kind of really connecting the dots.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting when the young people go into the exhibit for the first time, you know, as adults, we want to manage it, right? Okay, go over here. But you don't have to. They immediately gravitate toward these cool, fun, interactive exhibits, whether it's snowboarding or a 360 selfie that they do with a big phone. I mean, they know exactly what to do and how to interact with it. And our hope is that they will see that math can be fun. Maybe adding up a column of numbers might seem a little bit boring, but the application of that is very cool, and we work on amazing things at Raytheon, and we want them to come work for us someday.
Now, you started this exhibit off at the Smithsonian in D.C.
2012, we launched Math Alive, and it's a traveling exhibit designed to stay at different venues for a few months and then move on. Perfect for families that want to bring the kids out, or maybe teachers who want to do a field trip. I mean, it's just ideal for that. So we've been all over the world. We started at the Smithsonian, as you said, in 2012, and then we've moved to many, many places. We like to locate it near military installations, too, because STEM education being our number one community outreach, but supportive military families is number two. So a venue like Pearl Harbor is perfect for us, right? We've got the STEM element there with this exhibit, and then we have the military families that are nearby who we hope will visit.
So you have more than one exhibits are happening at the same time?
No, we don't. The same exhibit travels to different venues. So it'll be in, let's say, Dallas, Texas for 4 months, and then it'll move to Phoenix, Arizona, Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. Or it's been around the world, and now it's coming to Hawaii, and we're delighted. I mean, it's just great because we'll be here 8 months, which will be the longest run for Math Alive. And we do hope that thousands of families and children, young people, will take advantage of this.
I mean, it's a neat thing because for folks who don't have the opportunity to travel and maybe see these various exhibits that might kind of spark kids' interest, you're bringing it here.
Oh, yeah. Robotics, space, I mean, you name it. Even sports, games, design, all the things that young people are interested in, this shows them the math behind that. So it's inspiring for them. And most of all, it's fun. I mean, you go and watch, and everybody's got a smile on their face. And it's a little bit like an amusement park experience, but wrapped in math and science.
And I'm just curious, since you've taken it to other countries, mm-hmm. Are there any cultural differences or, you know, just reactions to what they're seeing?
Isn't it interesting? Kids are kids, right? I mean, they react the same way. I've watched them in other parts of the world. They immediately get it. They're digital natives, right? They grew up in a world where all they've ever known are cell phones and laptops, et cetera. And so technology, math, and science is something that, you know, inherently is part of their world and part of their makeup. They just may not see how it directly applies to them and what they do. But, yeah, they all react the same way, excited and immediately immersing themselves in the fun technology.
So when this sets up shop at Pearl Harbor, is it just, you pay the admission there and it's part of the displays?
Yeah, it's a great deal. If you want to go to the Pearl Harbor Aviation Museum, you just pay your entry fee and this is included in that. So you get in there free and the military families get in there you know, at a very reduced rate or free. So it's a great deal. Raytheon underwrites the whole thing. The idea is we want them to come in. We don't want it to be difficult for parents or for young people. You know, get out there, enjoy it, immerse yourself in the technology. Understand that, you know, math is cool. It's fun. Yeah, we surveyed young people before we ever launched this to find out how they felt about math and science. And I have some fun facts I might share with you. 61% of kids said they'd rather take out the trash than do their math homework. Are you kidding me? And it's even higher for the kids who would rather eat broccoli than do math and science, right? So inherently they might resist that. So we want them to understand that it's cool. It's fun to do it, and we have so many talented engineers at Raytheon who are really innovating the future. And that's what we're looking to see, that next group to come through.
And I understand that you've got some kind of partnership going where we can help folks out with the transportation if there are, like, field trips?
Yes. So if teachers are listening and they're interested, there's a number that they can call. And if you'll permit me, I'll take a minute and give you that phone number. It's 441-1000. And that's a way that teachers who are listening to this could call that number and reserve a spot for a field trip. I mean, we've already got almost 4,000 students signed up for this thing. It hasn't even opened yet. So there's a lot of interest already.
Right. So maybe if there are some neighbor island schools that are planning a trip to Oahu, that maybe this is something they could work in there.
Oh, yeah. They also could visit the website, www.pearlharboraviationmuseum.org. And that's a great place to get a lot of information, too. We'll be here 8 months, so plenty of opportunity, plenty of time for teachers to line up field trips and for parents to bring their young people out there.
And so I'm curious, how do you know that what you're doing is meeting its goal?
Oh, wow. Thank you for asking that question. 10, 12 years ago, when we first started our STEM outreach efforts as a company, Raytheon said, we're going to focus a lot of our community outreach on STEM and promoting STEM education. We targeted middle school kids and high school kids, early 9th, 10th grade. That's 10 or 12 years ago. Today, we're hiring the first group of those former students to come to work for us. So in effect, we're creating our own talent pipeline. It's so interesting to talk to them as early career employees and say, you know, what is it that made you want to be an engineer? Well, there was a Raytheon engineer who was at a math day or a tutoring day or a math and science day, and I just was inspired by what they were doing and what their career was all about, and so I wanted to do that too. That's success for us.
Okay. And so if folks have grandkids out there and they want to kind of spark their interest, I mean, you folks have worked a lot with the Scouts, right, the Boys and Girl Scouts, to try and get this whole STEM emphasis going.
We have a tight relationship with the Girl Scouts. It's a new partnership that we have nationwide. And then we're also very active with the Boys and Girls Club of America. So we are working very hard to make sure we are where the young people are. We've set up centers of innovation in Boys and Girls Clubs clubs that are near military bases or on military bases. Again, if we can combine STEM education with military family support, well, that's a win-win for us. Our military is our end-use customer for what Raytheon produces, and so to help them on and off the battlefield is really a win for us.
Okay, good fit.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for stopping by.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That was Raytheon's John Patterson talking about Math Alive, a new exhibit designed with middle schoolers in mind. It opens tomorrow and, again, runs for 8 months at the Pearl Harbor Aviation Museum. Besides touching on sports, music, dance, and movies, the exhibit also features a new segment on weather and cyber science. For links about the transportation grants, thanks to the Freeman Foundation, check out our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.